Okay. Anything else, or is it just basically country?
Well, I like I like the program on the Lawrence Welk music too.
Do you like the big band music?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like any of the modern music?
No.
Okay. Do you like any classical music?
Yeah, I like some classical music. I like too.
Okay. All right, and finally, is there anything about life here in Birmingham that you expected me to ask and I didn't ask? Are there any questions you anticipated that I haven't brought up? Is there any way you think we could make this a better questionnaire?
One thing, you didn't ask me, there any other place that I had rather live than to maybe live in Alabama or around Birmingham.
Is there?
Well, yes, I expect there are several places that maybe that I'd like to live, but now, after I've retired. But, you see, it's coming up and making a living and supporting the family and preparing yourself for old age. I don't believe you can find a better place anywhere than Birmingham to do that.
Really?
Because you've got your steel mills here, and you got you got your coal mines, you've got so many other works around here that you can, there's a good opportunity for young people, I think, here in Birmingham. And, but of course, there's good opportunities in other places, but you've got to want to do these things. Don't make any difference where you at.
That's true.
To get out and dig it out. And I think me and my wife and my family was very fortunate for me to wind up like I did. We raised two good kids. They married good kids. And we got four wonderful granddaughters.
You have four?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And no grandson. But we think just as much of them four granddaughters if there were grandsons or part grandsons, half and half. And I think we are very fortunate. Of course, however, her health's not right now, not any too good. And I have problems too. Now, I guess you noticed at times that I'd have to get you to repeat yourself. Well, that's on account of this inner ear trouble that I have.
Oh, I see.
And I'm gradually losing some of my hearing, see. And sometimes it's hard for me to understand. But outside of that, I think they've covered everything pretty good.
Okay. And I want to ask you one more question about how do you feel about standard English? Do you think it's good that we all have different dialects? Do you think it's good that they teach English in the schools, or do you think they ought to just leave people alone and let them talk how they want?
Oh, no, you ought to teach English in the school, yes, sirree, because if you didn't teach English in the school, when a kid started school, he would, pick up, we just have too much slang.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because you got certain sayings from little different communities and all this, that, and other, and you know yourself, you're transferring these children from one community to another, maybe all the way across town,
yeah.
Busing, and then you got in your colored students too. You've got words that they use that the white children don't use.
Yeah.
And they would pick up all of that. Well, all that'd be mixed up. And after a while, you would have your English language till nobody couldn't understand, not even yourself.
So you have
got to teach that English to them.
If they didn't keep a standard in school, everybody would keep developing more and more slangs that we couldn't understand each other.
That's right. Now that's just
different languages.
Now that's just the way it is in Africa.
Oh yeah.
Now you take in Africa right now. You know, back here, well, it hadn't been too long ago that Africa was freed and they divided up, and they divided up kind of, well, like states over there. It's like our county is here in a different state, and there's just so many different languages over there.
That's true.
Now,
even within the same country.
Yeah, and it used to be that your tribes had different languages, and then after they divided this up, well, then these different tribes have planted theirs around, and it's just all mixed up, and you travel through, then you might hear different a dozen different languages going through this. And the thing about it is now that one can't understand the other, and that's the trouble of that country over there now. They just don't know. In other words, they can't communicate. They don't know what's going on.
That's even within a country. Yeah,
that's right.
Pretty bad. Hey, you haven't been to Africa, have you?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I tell you, I read a lot.
Yes.
I read a lot.
Because you seem to be very much up on what's happening. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope it'll be some benefit to you.
It will.